USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Biden administration is waiving federal laws to allow border wall construction in Texas in an about-face, claiming for years the U.S.-Mexico border is secure. The Department of Homeland Security announced wall construction in South Texas due to high illegal entry. The move comes as a surge of migrants is straining federal and local resources, with millions of illegal immigrants infiltrating the United States under President Biden's watch. The Internal Revenue Service is reporting former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani owes $500,000 in federal taxes. The number sits at $549,000 in federal taxes for 2021, and the IRS notified Giuliani a lien was being placed on his property in Palm Beach, Florida. Giuliani faces multiple financial troubles, including a $1 million lawsuit by his former lawyers over unpaid legal fees. There's also a $10 million alleged harassment lawsuit pending. Chicago Bears legend and NFL Hall of Famer Dick Butkus has died at the age of 80. The Butkus family said that he died peacefully in his sleep Wednesday night at his Malibu, California home. The linebacker spent his entire career with the Bears after being drafted by the team in 1965. The Draconids meteor shower will be starting up tonight and peaking on Sunday and Monday nights. Good news, the moon will be in its new moon phase, so the skies will be darker. Originating from the Draco constellation, the Draconids have on occasion given birth to meteor storms, showering the night with tens of thousands of streaks across the sky. However, such a spectacular event has not occurred since 1946. The Draconids is one of the lighter displays of meteor showers, but if we do fall into a meteor storm, you will never forget the experience. Lance Pry, USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday accused the United States of arrogance in telling other countries how to behave. In his annual keynote speech at a club this year in Sochi, Putin addressed the United States. From a translator, quote, "All the time we must hear, you must, you have to, we seriously warned you, who are you anyway? What right do you have to warn anyone? Maybe it's time for yourself, got rid of your arrogance, and stop behaving that way towards the world," end quote. Tropical Storm Philippe is expected to bring widespread heavy rain to the state of Maine over the weekend, with a chance of rain and flooding in some areas. As of 8 p.m. Eastern last night, the storm is roughly 200 miles away from Bermuda with a 50-mile-per-hour wind speed. Philippe is moving at 14 miles an hour. A tropical storm warning is in effect for Bermuda, where the system is expected to pass near today and approach eastern Maine on Saturday. President Zelensky and other top officials in Kyiv are reporting a Russian rocket smashed into a village cafe and store in eastern Ukraine, instantly turning it into rubble yesterday. The Russian attack killed over 50 civilians in one of the deadliest attacks on civilians. The Ukrainians said about 60 people, including children, were attending a wake at the cafe when the missile hit. Lance Pry, USA News.
USA News, on demand, on your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia, she says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
From USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today, USAPodcasting.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.